IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints, an analysis and elaboration on the thoughts and speeches of the leader of the Muslim Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Ali and Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah, thanks for inviting.
You're welcome, brother. And Brother Ali, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Very welcome again to the program, Viewpoints on the speeches and the important points addressed by the leader of Iran and the leader Muslim of the Muslim Ummah, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Today we want to talk about an important topic. Here and there on different speeches, the leader of Iran addressed about the comprehensiveness of the religion of Islam, that Islam is a religion which can be useful for both the other world and this world. So it covers most of the dimensions and the aspects of the practical life of all the people around the world. So when this statement is posed by some of the defenders of the religion of Islam, that Islam is the most comprehensive religion, it has planned for all the aspects of the lives, it could be discussed from two aspects. Number one is from the side of the intellectuals, I mean, the broad, so-called broad-minded people who are looking for the rational answers to everything. And from the other side, these people who belongs to the Naqli group, or the people who, according to the narrative account, whether it is based on the Holy Quran or Ahadith, can answer this question. First of all, let's get to the rational aspect and how the religion of Islam has answered in order to defend itself.
Yeah.
That I am the comprehensive format and the plan for the life of the people.
So basically the problem is when we try to understand anything through our own intellect, we make mistakes. And that's for sure. It's not just about the God, it's about the other things, it's about the situations. You know, if people are stuck in a specific situation, everyone, according to their own intellect or level of intellectuality, they bring the solutions for it.
That's right.
You know, but the point is when you join all the ideas and you take it to the level of the pure intellect, that's the way you find the best way out of that situation.
That's right.
So it's totally depends on our own thinking and our own, you know, the way we brought up the society where we have. All these things have effects on our own intellect, not the pure ones.
That's right. Nowadays, the neurosciences, I mean the brain ones, are working very much. What are the centers of the feelings, sadness, happiness, pleasure, even religion in your brain and mind, okay? Yeah. They are still searching a lot based on their, we can say, talents. I mean, the scientific potentials that they have, they're working on that. But this pure intellect and the rational that we are talking about, for sure itself has root in spirituality, something which is beyond both the mind and the heart, okay? And this is, I think, very important in order to be taken into account. But let's get to the Naqli part now,
yeah.
Brother Ali Alavian. Of course, there must be so many controversies and doubts, questions regarding the rational part. We do not have that much time to answer all of them. But give us some evidences from the Holy Quran or Ahadith referring to the completeness of the religion of Islam.
There are many verses in the Holy Quran that tells us that Quran and that Islam is a comprehensive religion as well. That actually denotes that Islam is a comprehensive religion. Whether the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the mission of the Prophet and tells him that you have been sent to the whole to the people of the worlds, and where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him or calls him that you are rahmatun lil alamin, you are a mercy for all the worlds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. tell the prophet, tell the people that I am the prophet and messenger of God for you all. So what does it mean? It means that this prophet is not going to be for, let's say, a limited number of the people, but he is for all the humanity, all the needs and, let's say, requirements of people. Again, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. You are a mercy for all the worlds. With these all the words, there are different, actually, interpretation, whether they are only the people of the world, the people who are inhabitant of the earth, or there are some, let's say, parallel worlds. So Mufassirin and interpreters are not denying the existence of other worlds, because out of Qa'adatul Lutf, still there is a possibility of, let's say, parallel worlds, that he, the Prophet of Islam, was actually a mercy for all the inhabitants of all the worlds.
That's right.
The next, let's say, verse of the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, it says, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, wants to emphasize that he is a messenger of God and the last of the prophets. So when he is appointed as the last of the prophets, it shows that there is no more, let's say, prophet after him. So it means that Allah has sent whatever he was required to send.
That's right.
So it means that the last prophet has come and he brought the last message, and now there is no more. So this is with regard to what we have in Quran. And again, there are also some other verses like وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلِكَ الْكِتَابَ تَبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. This book has explanations for everything, whatever the humankind needs. Slowly we move to, inshallah, to the lesson narrations from the Holy Prophet, because this is the naqli, or
that's
the
right,
narrative part,
yes,
of it. For the naql, we start from Quran and then we move to the hadith.
Still, I think the interpretation of these ayahs of the Holy Quran is very much difficult, because, you know, understanding the true meaning of the verses of the Holy Quran.
We just mostly looked at the superficial meaning of them.
Yes, because there are so many secrets still,
definitely,
not disclosed in the Holy Quran, in the verses, mm-hmm, of the Holy Quran. Of course, the book of the Quran is Kitab Mubin, okay, that is really clear to understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But as they say, there are different batons, or
batoon,
as they say, the batoon, or the layers, you know, for the Holy Quran. So if a pure intellect wants to understand the true meaning of the verses of the Holy Quran, on that time, I think a better picture can be, mm-hmm, given to us about the world around us and how Islam can help us in order to have a better path to the other world.
Virtue. I just want to mention one more hadith from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was actually said in the Hajjatul Wada, the last Hajj of the Holy Prophet. Mm-hmm. And in that mission of Hajj, in that, let's say, trip of his, the Holy Prophet said to the people that, O people, I have told you whatever makes you close to the paradise and makes you distant from the hell.
Okay.
It means that I've told you whatever was needed.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no more thing to be said. And I have, actually, he says again, and there is nothing that actually makes you closer to the hellfire and makes you again distant from that I have not mentioned in my explanations and in my, let's say, speeches. So it means that he is the last prophet among the prophets of God, and there is no more message to be brought by anyone else in future.
That's right.
So it means that when we prove the Khatamiyya, or the lastness of the Holy Prophet, mm-hmm, then the comprehensiveness of Islam is already proven.
That's right. But these rays of revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are still working, aren't they? I mean, these rays and these distribution of the revelatory actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not on the specific prophets.
What do you mean exactly?
I mean, for because Wahy itself has different levels, isn't it?
It has levels and stages.
Yes, I mean, on different stages except the prophetic ones.
Wahyina ila nam.
Yes.
So the levels of Wahy or revelations are different.
Yes, yes.
The kind of Wahy or revelation that comes to the Prophet differs with the kind of, let's say, Wahy that comes, for example, even on an ant.
Okay.
But we do believe that, for example, there was some formats of Wahy or revelation to the Imams and Lady Fatima that we have it in the hadith.
We need to clarify this at this point that Al-Yawm Akmaltu Lakum Dinakum, that Allah has completed the religion. So this revelation that you're talking right now is not about the religion, it's not about the Sharia anymore.
Yes.
You know, the rules of the religion.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, the revelation that we're talking about on the naml, for example, an ant, the mother of Hazrat Musa is different from...
No, I just wanted
has just directly went on the revelation, different types.
Yes.
So the listeners might think like, now there is a revelation for the religion.
Yeah,
is
because
there
the
else?
Question no. of the brother was looking at the levels and the different types of wahi.
I wanted to say
the revelation that brings the religion as the program that comes to the program, as I said, is totally different with what comes to, for example, ordinary people or even to animals or others.
Yes.
I just wanted to explain more about one of the verses which Brother Ali has mentioned. It was chapter Nahl and verse number 89, where Allah says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Now here Allah says, we have sent down, O Prophet, upon you the book, Tibyan and clarifier, likulli shay, for everything. This is very important. You know, when we talk about the comprehension of the religion, whether the Islam is comprehensive or not, here Allah is clearly saying it is tibyan and likulli shay.
Yes,
when He says clarifier of everything, it means everything is in the Quran.
That's all right.
Either in its microwave or macrowave.
That's all right.
And wahudan, and the guidance, warahmatan, and mercy, wabushra lil muslimin, and glad tidings for those who submit.
Mm-hmm.
Now here, some has translated as muslimin as the Muslims, or the Muslim as those who submit to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay.
So basically, you know, when we're talking about the naql, we need to make sure that this is for those who accept Quran. Because the first part of the discussion, which was intellectual, was for those who are non-believers and they need, approve outside the Quran, outside the narrations. But when we talk about the naqli things, it's for those who submit to Allah, who are the Muslims, and they want something from the Quran to be said.
I still believe that the most pure intellect on earth now available is the pure mind, spirituality, and intellect of Hazrat Hujjah. You know, you know, the presence of Hazrat Hujjah, who is Hay, who is alive, may Allah hasten his reappearance, might help us one day very much in order to have the clear understanding of the concept of Islam. As they say, when the Hazrat arrives, Ya'ti bid-din al-jadid, you know, it will show you a type of religion or
new religion.
Islam. It is not bringing a new religion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It is just showing you the hidden manifestations of the religion of Islam that you were not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the presence of Hazrat Hujjah on earth and all the system which are working for him, okay, the system of Adala and everything on earth, is really beautifully put in the Shia theology and how to believe in the last savior, how to believe in the presence of an imam who is alive, who is among us, who is living. And, the true religion of Islam is in his hands, mind, and heart. He's applying it. And inshallah, Allah gives us a chance to visit him and see how Islam could answer all the questions of the human beings, both in this world and the year after. This is really a wish for all the believers, not only Muslims, all the monotheistic, you know, believers all around the world. Inshallah, Allah gives us that chance, inshallah, one day.
Inshallah.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Viewpoints regarding the comprehensive aspects of the religion of Islam in both aspects, the rational and narrative dimensions. We try to discuss it. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light, you guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone